Let's talk cards. We'll hit on our weekly cash or crash. Is eBay in trouble? A new competitor is coming soon. And of course, we'll start with Disney Chrome. That product has been absolutely insane. He's Christian Rau. I'm Zach Blackerby. This is Let's Talk Cards, powered by Auburn Cards. Christian, I forced you. I don't know if I forced you, but I sent you several every time I got into a break. This week, I'm like, watch this. I got so-and-so. Every break, and then I went and got some, I went and bought a mega box too, just because the FOMO for Disney Chrome was just insane. The more I watched it rip, the more I'm like, this product is so good as far as the quality, as far as what it looks like. And then you're looking at the resale value on singles, and it's like, okay, yeah. If it's numbered, people are paying for it. Goodness gracious. Yeah, the more I look into Disney Chrome, the more I like it, Christian.
I love the fact that you said FOMO, because that's exactly how I feel about this as well. I didn't really have any care in the world about this. I was really questioning the fact of, is this going to push people out of the hobby because of how expensive the boxes and the hobby boxes yep. are? Complete different, complete opposite. You look on Whatnot, you look on eBay, you look on social media for all the card top accounts, and it's all over the place with this Disney Chrome. And they're really good looking cards too.
Looks like so good.
I'm looking at Simba color matches. I'm looking at numbers cards. Like even the cards up to like 150 or 299 are really impressive looking cards. I really like the Pocahontas 30th anniversary stuff. All that stuff looks really neat. And FOMO is definitely the right answer, because I went to GameStop and I grabbed myself some too.
Did you? What did you get?
Haven't opened it yet. I'm waiting. I got it this weekend. I'm waiting until the wife gets home on Monday. We're going to make it a new thing. That's the crazy part too, right? Like my wife has never been part of the hobby, but I know she likes Disney. Yeah. So I'm going to get this involved. So that's exactly what I'm hoping other hobby people do. And this might change the way people view the hobby with Disney stuff. All goes back to that good vibes and feelings I mentioned on Wednesday's show, where you think about the old stuff with the Skybox. It kind of brings back this new memories with this Disney thing. Yeah, and it could be exciting stuff. And as you mentioned, the prices are insane. If I hit a number, if it's not one that I know my daughter's going to absolutely cherish forever, that's probably going up on the market very fast.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like you get one numbered per mega is kind of what it seems like. And then you just kind of hope you get a case hit, but we'll see. Man, anything, it's just going for so much more than I thought. And some of it's character related, right? Like the princesses or Mickey or Minnie Mouse is going to go for more. But I'm just I'm blown away by the refractors. Like the refractor of anything is going for like $5. It's insane.
What's your favorite thing you pulled? Because I know you've pulled a couple.
The best thing I pull. I'm not a huge Disney guy, so but the who's the kid from Winnie the Pooh?
Christopher Robbins,
right? Is that it? Yeah, I pulled him to 30 is the best thing I've pulled.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's already running good, you said, on the market. Really already doing good.
Yeah, no direct sales, but there's higher numbers for like buy it nows at like 120 or whatever. I'm like, dang, that's crazy. That's really insane.
Wild. So I know like Mickey's are absolutely insane right now. Anytime I looked at Pick Your Breaks on Whatnot this past weekend, and I know they're all over the place. The baseball picked a bad time. Bowman picked a bad time to release, because there's hardly anybody looking at that stuff. Every time I looked on breaks, it was all Disney.
It's like the most popular product of the year, and everybody's insane, breaking Disney. Right? It's crazy.
Yeah. I saw some where Mickey was going for 400 or more.
I saw one where Disney, where the Mickey spot went for 3K.
Insane.
And he got paid.
Wow. I'm guessing that was multiple hobbies.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, I think it was two cases.
Wow.
They pulled a Mickey, the Icons insert to 10.
Oh man.
It's crazy. So we'll see when more of these come out, but
I've seen there's redemption cards for Will Smith as Genie, yeah, and they didn't have him on the checklist. Tim Allen wasn't on the checklist, I think, or Tom Hanks. One of the two wasn't on the checklist, and he's in there as well. Uh-huh. interesting stuff. You're getting really big actors. I mean, also saw some interesting autographs too, like Elsa's autographing it. Are we getting an actual autograph? I want to know who's actually signing the Elsa card. Is it the actor?
Oh yeah, or the facsimile or whatever. Yeah, yeah,
right. I mean, but yeah, overall, these cards are really nice looking for sure.
Yeah, I was in a break where the guy who had the Up movie, they got the trip. I think it was a triple auto of like the old guy, the kid, and the dog to 10. I'm like, man, that's crazy. That's a super cool card. So
here's a cool thing I saw about the base too. I didn't mean to cut you off, but
no, go ahead.
Some of the base cards, people are taking them to the theme parks and getting the characters that are like dressed up as them signing the cards on the base cards. That's pretty fun. You're not gonna be able to get those authenticated, but still a pretty cool little thing for the hobby and for, you know, Disney fanatics, because there are some crazies ones out there for sure. Some sickos when it comes to Disney.
Yeah, we saw that early on, like with Lorcana cards. And so, yeah, I think it makes even more sense for these. So that's cool. That's cool. eBay was in the news because one of their this article from Collect describes him as a power seller, which, what a title. What a title. Power seller Rick Probstein leaves eBay to create own platform. So Probstein, this article is written by Darren Ravel, but 21 years on eBay, sold over 6 million items, or almost 6 million items, for a total of $925 million in sales. He said, hey, I've had enough. eBay fees are too high. And so he's building his own auction platform. It's called Snipe. And the gist of it, I guess, is two major things based off of the article on Collect. One is lower fees. He's saying like 5% for most items. And there's a threshold where it drops to
3%.
3% for an item over $1,000. eBay's is 13.25% up to 7,000 or up to 7,500. So big difference there. The other one is you can buy a lot of stuff and Snipe will keep your items there for 30 days. And then you can put all of your stuff in one box and then it will be shipped to you, which I like that. There's nothing I hate paying for more than shipping.
Yeah.
And so especially if they're going to do card stuff, like I hate paying $4 in shipping for an $8 card that I win on eBay. And so if I could do that for a month and then get them all shipped at once and save on that, that's I think that could potentially be a big deal. But are they going to get the traffic is my biggest question. But I like the idea.
Yeah. I mean, when you're always talking about barriers to entry and you're talking about new companies trying to hop in with these big master companies like eBay, you always have to wonder if that traffic's there. It's all enticing, right? Though everything that he is putting out on the table, if it's marketed well, people are going to go over there. You talk about the commission fees being lower, people have the opportunity to make more money themselves, more money in their pockets, if the traffic is there and there's enough buyers for them to go over. You mentioned these sellers fees. Insane. I love the fact about that shipping idea too, because when I'm looking for singles, I hate going on sites like eBay or sites like whatnot, and I see one card and I'm hesitant maybe to buy that card because it might be, you know, even if it's like a lower card, it might be like a $20 card, but it's $4 or $5 shipping. It's like, well, that becomes a $25 card. It's a completely different story when you are trying to do that. And he's trying to take this out. I've also read, and I don't know if this is confirmed because it was just a social media post by a respectable guy in the hobby, but it wasn't in this article. But it sounds like he's going to be pushing towards the live auction thing as well, maybe also competing with the Whatnot and the Fanatics live and things like that. And he said he's going to really push the chat inside the auctions as well. Could be fun. Could add a whole bunch to the live social shopping, which of course a lot of people in the hobby are trying to push towards. So if this takes off, wouldn't be surprised. And if you believe in this, this is a good idea to try and get involved early. And if you're a seller, you should try and get in early and get your stuff up as much as possible, because who knows, it could benefit you in the future. Who knows, the algorithm might help you by having something up there and being an OG to this. So this starts, I believe, in November. He's already taking stuff off his eBay. He's going to stop selling in November overall in on eBay, yeah, and then start and turn
his, his last day is October 23rd for selling on eBay.
And that's insane, because I was looking at some numbers and he was putting up like millions of dollars and thousands of sales a month when it comes to this. And now that's going to take a lot. It's going to be a big hit for eBay too.
Yeah. I wonder how much a company as big as eBay feels something like that. Like, that's a big number, but is that a big number to eBay? I don't know.
I would assume that PSA still really runs the table on eBay stuff, but like, how much is that actually one company and then third party like cosigners too, right? So I wonder exactly who takes the cake on that one.
Yeah. We'll see if eBay says anything about it, but
highly doubt we'll get a statement from them, because they immediately will become competition. So I highly doubt it, but it'll be really intriguing to see.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to give them any smoke or energy. But it'd be really exciting to see how well the first, say, 3 months works for this, because you're going to see hopefully some sort of surge. But after the 3 months, will it level off or will it actually get some traction?
Right, right. And are those comps readily available by like Card Ladder and Alt? You know, these apps that people use at shows to quickly, you know, count comps, because there's already some discussion where like if there's 5 sales in the last week or so, and one of them is Fanatics, for instance, that one's going to be lower than the other eBay ones. And I bet that would be the same thing with Snipe, is if Snipe is there, you got to think it's going to be a lower sale than eBay.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing. And so I am curious to see how that like creeps into comp conversation.
Yeah. I was wondering why they called it Snipe. I didn't even read the entire article. I missed the bottom paragraph in the bottom. I'm checking it out right now. The reason that's doing it is because there's going to be 3 ways you can bid: next bid, max bid, or of course, Snipe. If a collector chooses Snipe bidding, the max bid hits with 2 seconds left and extends the auction 15 seconds. That could be some fun stuff. That could be some really fun things. Even if you're just watching it, that's going to add that whole social impact into it. I can see this taking off, Zach, if you get the traction for sure. I think he's on the right track.
Yeah, and there's been talk about eBay adding extended bidding. They put out like a statement on that, and other, you know, hobby places kind of reported that was coming. I have not seen that yet. But if you add extended bidding, it's good for everyone except for the person who buys the card. It's great for the seller. It's great for other people who have similar cards, because it's going to make that comp higher because more people are going to bid on it. It's just whoever gets the card is paying more for it. So I like that as well. But I don't know.
Comps will probably be higher, though, if you know that you'd only have to pay for shipping once.
That's true. That's true. And I'm just thinking, like, if I've already bought something, like, okay, maybe I'm more prone and more on the attack to buy other things over the next few weeks, since I know I'm going to save on shipping. So, it's interesting. So we'll see. We'll keep folks updated on what that might look like over the next few weeks. Christian, it's time for our weekly cash or crash, my guy.
I love this segment. I love that we did this last week, and it's a perfect time to continue it and keep it rolling on this Monday. It's a great way to start your Monday for sure with that. And what a crazy weekend of college football and NFL. I'm going to NFL on this one, though. I don't know if you are as well, but I think there's just so many in the hobby to pay attention to. Mine aren't the best when it comes to cards, because there are some very limited on the cards, but I think the hype on both sides is going to be there. I'll start this week. I'm going to go with my cash, and I think he's finally arrived, Zach. My cash is Ashton Jeanty. Now, he finally had his first touchdown against New England to open up the season, but on this game on Sunday against the Chicago Bears, he scored not once, not twice, but 3 times. Had a rushing touchdown and 2 receiving touchdowns, went over 150 in total yards. And the guy that everybody thought wouldn't translate from college football, who was a Heisman hopeful, to the NFL, it's finally starting to show off. The Raiders are finally starting to find out how to utilize him. I love it. So Ashton Jeanty being my cash on this one, and I think we're going to see a lot more from him. So when the cards start building up, When we start seeing more volume from Ashton Jeanthe, it's a perfect time to buy for him.
Yeah, I mean, right now, you know, we're seeing some of his Donruss cards move. He'll be one of the more, he'll probably be the most expensive non-quarterback rookie when it's all said and done, and there's still speculation on when exactly Prism's going to come out and all of that. But I think that's a great one. He finally got it going for the Raiders.
I love it. All right, who is your cash? Let's back and forth here.
Yeah, sure. My cash this week is none other than the Drake May. I thought what he's done, not only this weekend, but just for the entire season up to this point, he's been remarkably efficient, and he doesn't look like a second-year quarterback. And he's doing it, throwing to a banged-up Stephon Diggs, who's nowhere near 100%, I don't think, and Hunter Henry. Like, those are his guys. And he's making Kayshon Boutte look like a legit number two in the NFL. And hey, maybe he'll turn into that. But yeah, Drake May, as far as his athleticism, his speed, his decision making, to me, Drake May looks like a top quarterback in the NFL. So my cash this week is Drake May, quarterback of the New England Patriots.
I love it. And as a Bills fan, I probably shouldn't say that out loud, but I said this to you last night. I low-key like to see when the Patriots do well. But what I mean by do well, the definition of do well is second place and only second place in the AFC East. But I like when New England's got a good quarterback. I want to see Drake May succeed. And I think we're finally starting to see that. Imagine if he had weapons. They said that a lot about a guy like Josh Allen for the beginning of his career. Maybe they'll finally do that to him in New England.
Yeah, and ironically, they got him Stephon Diggs just so long ago.
Yeah, interesting stuff here. Well, speaking of rookie quarterbacks or young quarterbacks in this case, my crash for this week is the number one overall pick in Cam Ward. And I don't even know if I want to go to his performance to say it's the crash, but everything around him, his coaching staff, his management, I think this team is failing him like most number one overall draft picks do, losing 26-0 to an already struggling Houston Texans team. If you remember last week, my crash was CJ Stroud. Well, they won 26-0 against Cam Ward. Cam Ward only went 10 for 26 for 108 yards in one interception. There was this talk about Cam Ward being able to play hero ball. Well, you can't play hero ball when you're down by more than three scores. I hate this for him because I think he's a great quarterback. And if you believe in the hype, maybe you can buy low on him. But until he gets the right coaching, the right management under his system, and because he's not going anywhere, he's going to be hopefully the savior for Tennessee. It could be a long, long wait, a long wait for Cam Ward lovers when it comes to the hobby.
Yeah, Cam Ward's going to be interesting because he's signing with Topps, and it's just going to be a long time until he actually has like a rookie auto. And so I'm interested to see what that looks like. But his Bowman stuff has gone down. I mean, his orange to 25 out of Bowman's best went for 260. And I feel like that was a several hundred dollar card not that long ago. That went yesterday. I'm trying to scroll to see other comps. Yeah, his Prism draft picks auto went for like 60. I feel like that was a $100 card not that long ago. His refractor auto, so out of 299 into Miami Uni, went for 110. I mean, I was selling his base Washington State stuff for that not that long ago. So, yeah, it's definitely gone down for sure. And for Cam Ward, there's definitely going to be a waiting game. If you're a Cam Ward investor or planning to invest in Cam Ward once his once more of his Titan stuff comes out, that's going to be something where you're not only banking on Cam Ward putting it all together, which I think more people have faith in, but you're also putting faith in the Tennessee Titans to put pieces around them. And to me, that's the bet that I'm not super confident in.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you 100%. Who's your crash? Can it be any worse than Cam Ward this week?
I don't think so. I don't think it's worse, but my crash this week is Bryce Young. A week after, you know, I think Bryce Young investors and collectors took a, you know, sigh of relief because they blitzed the Atlanta Falcons. They got blitzed by the New England Patriots. And Bryce, other than throwing to Tet McMillan, like there wasn't a whole lot he could do. But I think Bryce Young is a crash because there are so many people that are so heavily invested in Bryce Young. But here's the thing. I think this is bad, not because of Bryce Young. I think Bryce Young can develop into a solid quarterback. I really do. I think the Panthers are a prime spot to have a very early pick in this year's NFL draft. And this year's NFL draft has so many quarterbacks. Yeah. And I don't know. I don't know what the Panthers will plan to do with that. Will they trade it to help build Bryce Young? Or will they say, we can go get somebody else. We can start this whole process over, which I don't think is the right move for a franchise. But I do think it's something that the Carolina Panthers would do. So I think there's already questions about Bryce Young's market because he plays for Carolina, a franchise like we were just talking about with the Titans, where I'm kind of questioning, can they build around their future star, potential future star, or will they just say, hey, we could start over with somebody else? I think there's risk there. So Bryce Young this week is my crash, not only because of him, but just his situation is not great, in my opinion, both in the short term and the long term.
It's a bad day to be a number one overall draft pick on Let's Talk Cards. 2023 first round pick, Bryce Young, and last year's in Cam Ward. Caleb Williams, you're safe, though. You won your football game. You did good. Hey, you know, one last thing before we head out here. The MLB playoffs are starting on Tuesday, so what a perfect time to throw this little nugget I found on the interwebs. There was a record sale of a Randy Johnson one of one, the big unit. No, and that's not a card of him throwing a baseball at a bird, killing it live in a pitch. That's not the card that's sold, but a one of one trading card sold for $44,400. It's an all-time record sale for this any Randy Johnson cards, a 1999 Metal Universe Gem Masters one of one. Pretty exciting stuff. And the baseball playoffs start on Tuesday.
Is there a star that's on a team that might be a little underrated in your mind that would be a buy right now?
If the Cal Raleigh market is still low, which I don't think it is, then he's definitely the guy. But that's the guy that pops right off the top of my head, but that's just because I want the Mariners to win the whole thing.
Sure.
The Brewers probably have a couple, though. I think the Brewers probably, if Jackson Churio's still low, if there's a couple other youngsters on the Brewers, that's probably who I would lean towards to dig into.
Yeah. And then I saw that the Reds kind of snuck in.
The Reds snuck in, too. Yeah, so Ellie De La Cruz, maybe. Yeah,
there's a lot of people holding on to some Ellie that maybe bought at the wrong time. So curious to see how that could impact his market.
Yeah, going to be really exciting stuff. We'll see what happens. The Reds have the Dodgers to start off the series. You know, talking about the Mariners, they have a bye. They don't play till Saturday. What I like about some of these teams that are playing on the bye, not playing till Saturday, because they have 5 days off. That's longer than the actual All-Star break, which was four. They're inviting fans in. I know the Phillies are doing it. The Mariners doing it. I think the Brewers are too. They're inviting fans in to come watch their inner team scrimmages for free during the off week to try and keep that fan environment to make sure they stay fresh for the game. So that's cool. Exciting that you get the bye because you've played so well, but 5 days off is crazy when you're trying to stay in playoff form.
Yeah, that's a long time. Christian Rao, Zach Blackerby, thanks for tuning in to Let's Talk Cards. Like the video, please subscribe and follow us on socials at auburn.cards. We appreciate it a ton. We'll see you next time. We're always here talking cards.